This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As details of the woman who died an abortion-related death come forward, attention is being brought to the issue of women pressured to abort disabled babies. Jennifer Morbelli and her husband were looking forward to the birth of their baby girl when doctors discovered problems with the baby's brain. The couple traveled from New York to the late-term abortion clinic of Leroy Carr Heart in Maryland. An autopsy released shows the 33-year-old teacher died of an amniotic embolism and widespread coagulation. Other aspects of a state investigation include personal patient documents and other ways that may have been disposed of illegally. Some of the documents and references to protocols seem to call into question the care received at Carhart's clinic, tragically adding suspicions. Some former employees of the abortionist say he frequently broke state health and medical laws in his Nebraska abortion business. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. New curriculum touted by Planned Parenthood uses an interesting definition of abstinence. Abstinence in this curriculum refers not to abstinence, but strictly to unprotected sex. And a vote is scheduled in the Washington State House to require all insurance policies covering maternity to also pay for abortions. Debate begins 9 a.m. Friday in Olympia. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.